This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, here once again, allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude to each of you for once again offering us this opportunity to interact with you on your vibrational level. And we would like to remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication or that telepathic interaction in that exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And while we would encourage you to do so, of course, that choice to become involved in that communication is yours, absolutely. Now, we have suggested that as a result of this alteration of the energy that you utilize to correct this reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state, that it's much easier for you to consciously influence that reality and to experience that which you desire by conscious thought, by choices and decisions, by consciously being aware of your thoughts and feelings that influence those choices and decisions, by utilizing your imagination, by understanding what it is that you desire, and being specific, not only in what it is that you desire, but in the utilization of your imagination, and to, once again, have the expectation that it's possible for you to not only influence, but to correct and to alter your reality. And once again, as a result of this alteration of the energy that you utilize in the creation of this reality, you can affect that creation process from a conscious state in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your history. Difficult, but not impossible. And so this future that you believe is about to occur, will occur, that really only exists in your waking consciousness state, is a future that you shall influence consciously. You see, the irony of it is that, whether you believe it or not, once again, the reality you experience is a reflection of your beliefs and belief system. Beliefs that are held not only consciously in your awakened conscious state, but beliefs many times that you put in place in your altered states of consciousness, in the real world, in the world from which you create this reality. And it's in those altered states of consciousness many times that you can, through maintaining your awareness, have a greater effect on your conscious creation process. Utilization of the altered state of consciousness that you refer to as meditation can greatly assist you in creating and experiencing that which you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state, including stepping outside of some of the beliefs and belief systems that we refer to as the human consciousness belief system. In a meditative state, you have the capacity to alter your consciousness, to enter into what may seem to be an imaginary type of reality, while maintaining your awareness of what it is that you are experiencing, and having the capacity to manipulate that reality that seems like an illusionary reality in a manner that's more difficult for you to accomplish, or appears to be more difficult for you to accomplish in your awakened consciousness state. And so in your altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, it seems to be easier for you to manipulate the reality, because it appears many times to be illusionary, and you can utilize your imagination to alter the reality to be that which you desire to experience. In that altered state of consciousness as well, you can have the opportunity to experience a connection with that inner self, with that spark of consciousness that you are, and to maintain and to retain the memory of that interaction, the experience, the feelings that you experience when you interact with that spark of consciousness, with that absolute unconditional love that you are. Meditation has many benefits. Ironically, it has side benefits that you get whether you understand or expect them. It is a result, once again, of beliefs and belief systems that you hold, that when you alter your consciousness in a meditative state, you experience physical attributes that assist you in your so-called awakened consciousness state, that are almost side effects of the meditative process of this altered state of consciousness. But it's in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, that you have that opportunity to maintain awareness of what it is that you are experiencing, and to utilize your conscious mind to influence the reality that you are experiencing in that altered state of consciousness, and to utilize your imagination to experience that which you desire to bring into your awakened consciousness state. And once again, as we have suggested, it's also in that meditative state, in that altered state of consciousness, that you have the capacity to come in contact with that spark of consciousness with which you are, that unconditional love vast from which you create this reality. For some, it's a very difficult experience to attain because of your beliefs and belief systems that you hold in your awakened consciousness state, and you must put them aside. You must put aside all of the illusionary realities that you experience in that altered state of consciousness, that are realities that you put in place, that you create in order to sustain this belief system that you're not in control of. Many of those realities that you experience in that altered state of consciousness are very comforting, very desirable realities, and the temptation is to remain there. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're not suggesting for an instance that you shouldn't experience that. It can be very beneficial. It can be beneficial in you assisting you to experience those realities in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so we're not suggesting for an instant that you shouldn't experience those realities in your altered state of consciousness, that you should necessarily put aside these illusions that you are creating. They are, whether you can accept it in your awakened consciousness state, are as real is this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so it can be very beneficial, absolutely. However, if you desire to come in contact with that spark of consciousness that you are, you must go deeper. You must put that aside. You must put that aside. And as the next reality that you create comes along, if you wish to get beyond that, then you must put it aside. It's like when you're going into a meditative state and you hear some type of a noise. If you allow that noise to become overwhelming, then it can consume and make it very difficult for you to alter your consciousness. You must put it aside. Simply accept it as another issue that you have created to assist you in this alteration of your consciousness. And you put it aside. You put it aside. And if you have a discomfort, if you feel some type of discomfort in your physical being, then you adjust and you put it out of your mind, and you get on with this meditative state, and you put it aside. And so it is when you get into the meditative state, and you are experiencing the seemingly illusionary and yet very real and very desirable reality. If you reach to go deeper, you put it aside. You put it aside. And you keep putting it aside. And that can be very difficult to do, because you are, in a sense, trying to step outside of these limitations that you've put in place to understand who and what you truly are while you exist in this vibrational level. And so in a sense, you're trying to put aside the veil. You're trying to step outside of that limitation that you have agreed to participate in and to sustain and to perpetuate to all levels of consciousness. Yet it is possible to put it aside, to put it aside, and to get a glimpse of the feeling of that overwhelming sense of absolute unconditional love that you are and from which you create this reality. Some individuals go through what you refer to as a near-death experience and put aside that consciousness, get into that level of consciousness which we would say is one step beyond your dream state, and in that state to experience a reality that is this aspect of unconditional love. And depending upon what their beliefs and belief systems are, which still continue to influence the reality that they experience in that state of consciousness, the experience can vary from individual to individual, but the one thing that seemingly is consistent amongst those entities that experience that near-death experience is that it's a state that they wish that they could remain in. It's a very desirable state. When you, in your meditative state, put aside all of these illusionary realities that you're creating, when you put them aside and put them aside, you can reach that state and get a glimpse of that understanding of who and what you truly are. And sense that feeling of overwhelming, unconditional love that you are. That each of you are. That's available to each of you. And when you experience that sensation of unconditional love, you begin to understand why it is difficult, if not impossible for you, to express the feeling through the utilization of a vocabulary. You begin to understand why it's necessary for someone to experience that feeling that they go with inside, that the answers lie with the inside each of you, that it's not something that you will find written down, that it's not something that you will experience when you listen to someone giving a lecture, but you go with inside. The answers are with inside. Put aside the illusions that you create and go with inside and deeper until you experience who and what you truly are. And when we talk about altering your consciousness to experience other realities that you exist in this concept of the now, that are not limited by time or space, but exist here now. It's similar to a meditative state where you put aside the illusions, only if you wish to experience what you refer to as time and space travel, it's necessary to put aside the consciousness in order to have that experience. Similar to putting aside all of the creations that you experience in your altered states of consciousness, in your meditative state, in an attempt to go deeper, to reach that level of understanding of who and what you truly are, to get a glimpse into the limitlessness of the realities that are available to each of you and that you are involved in participating in the creation of. The answers are within inside each of you. And it is the key to understanding who and what you truly are. Go within inside. Go within inside. Learn to alter your consciousness while maintaining your awareness, and it's not a difficult feat to accomplish. Each of you has the capacity. It is very simple to meditate. Very simple. You have but to close your eyes and concentrate on one particular item until your consciousness is altered and you are aware of other realities that you are experiencing. And you can even, in that altered state of consciousness, utilize your imagination to experience whatever it is that you desire. You have it now. The key to utilizing your imagination in the altered state of consciousness is to understand that it is in the now. If you're continuously imagining something in your future, then you are not utilizing your imagination to its greatest capacity. When you utilize your imagination, you utilize the reality as it exists now. Put aside this belief in time and space, and in that altered state of consciousness exists in the now. Understand that it's once again like turning the dial on a radio. You tune into a different frequency, a different reality, even if it's a reality that you perceive to be creating in your future. You have it now. It's in the same time, the same space. And so the key to utilization of your imagination is that it is now, not something that is going to be coming in your so-called future. You have it in your future, you're perpetually in a state of it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's always coming. You want it now. You want it to be now in your altered state of consciousness. When you imagine it, you don't imagine what it would be like. You imagine what it is like. A very important, although subtle, difference in your creation process and utilizing your consciousness to create in your altered state of consciousness in your meditative state. And similarly, when you alter your consciousness to experience what you refer to as time travel, it's in the now. It's not something in the future. It's not something that you perceive like it might be. But utilizing this understanding that time and space are illusionary, they don't really exist. You're simply tuning the dial. To dial into a different reality so that you can experience it. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I have a question. When an entity is in the process of creating a book that we would call fiction, where they are creating a reality out of their mind, and then we subsequently read that book and partake in that reality. Can you explain what is happening there, where that reality comes from that entity, and the reality that I enter into when I read that and form those pictures in my mind?
First of all, to understand that when one is creating, as you refer to as a type of a manuscript, similar to one is creating a projection that you view upon a screen, it is the utilization of one's imagination to project or to develop and to write that manuscript. And so it is the utilization of imagination that is being expressed through what you refer to as a book or a manuscript or any other type of production that you wish to apply that particular type of scenario or description to. What's really interesting, and which is difficult to grasp from one individual to another, is that each of you that reads that book or that sees that projection upon the screen experiences different emotions and feelings depending upon the utilization of their imagination for that particular book or manuscript. So what you're experiencing is not necessarily what the author was attempting to portray. or what the author was experiencing in their imagination, in their expression of their imagination. Feelings may not be exactly the same, may be entirely different. Feelings are really difficult to give an exact duplicate or explanation of. What you experience to be a very less than desirable situation when you experience anger, you utilize that terminology of anger to express the emotion that you're feeling. And another individual says, okay, I know what anger is. That's what I feel. But are you certain that each of you are experiencing the same feelings and emotions? Even though you put a name on it because there's this scenario that's occurred that allows you to experience of what you refer to as a less than desirable experience or emotion. And so that less than desirable emotion you label as being angry. It makes you feel animosity perhaps towards someone or a dislike towards something or someone. And so another entity who is experiencing what they believe to be a similar feeling which results in a dislike of someone, and yet the feelings may be completely different, even though you utilize the same explanation or the same word, if you wish, in your vocabulary to give a description to what it is that you're experiencing, you're not certain that the other is experiencing a similar feeling, only that they are experiencing an emotion that they relate to that particular event or occurrence. And so when you read a book, or when you view something upon a screen, and you experience emotions and feelings that are as a result of the utilization of your imagination, you're not entirely certain that the emotions and feelings that you're experiencing are the similar ones to not only what the author of that particular book was experiencing or attempting to express, but that anyone else reading the book experiences in terms of the same feelings. And so, when you experience and you read a book that someone has attempted to give you a portrayal of what it is that they are experiencing in their imagination, it may be very interesting to you. But your experience of that same manuscript and the feelings and emotions that you experience as you read and as you explore that manuscript may be entirely different. And yet, something that you find quite attractive and very desirable to experience. And so it's very difficult to relay emotions and feelings, not only through a vocabulary, but through an expression of someone's imagination. And so it is that we suggest to you, when you're attempting to understand this concept of who and what you truly are, that you can't find it written in a book, because it's difficult to express the emotions and feelings that you experience when you alter your consciousness to that state where you come in contact with that spark of consciousness that you are, with that unconditional love that you experience. You cannot put it in words. You can attempt to, and the others can read it and say, oh, isn't this great? This is what I'm looking for. But it's really not. It's your perception of what someone else is attempting to portray to you, and it could be entirely different. And so, when you're searching for that connection with who and what you truly are, once again, go within thought, and you will find the answer. If you read it through the expression of someone else, then that's their version of what it is that they're experiencing. And similar to when someone is expressing a book to you, or they write a fantasy of this imaginary experience that they wish to put down, you can read it, and you can enjoy it, and you can experience all types of emotions and feelings that surround that particular manuscript, but they may not be what the author intended or was experiencing when they were developing the manuscripts, and they may not be at all what all of the other entities who read the similar manuscript experience in terms of emotions and feelings. When we express to you certain concepts and ideas, it's important to understand that we simply give to you that which you desire to hear. And if you wish to have a much more accurate description of your reality and an understanding of who and what you truly are, then you go with inside. The answers you seek are within inside. Similar to when you read a manuscript that was simply an expression of someone's imagination based upon their emotions and feelings. Well, you may find it very entertaining. The emotions and feelings that you experience could be entirely different. Valid, but different. It is very difficult to portray emotions and feelings. What one looks upon and experiences what you may refer to as a bit of a fearful experience, another entity may look upon as being a very interesting and perhaps even desirable experience. And so the emotions and feelings are entirely different, based upon the same manuscript, based upon the same visual portrayal upon a screen of someone's interpretation of what it is they're desiring to express to you. Yet, if you interpret it in a manner that suits what it is that you believe, what you feel, what you desire to experience, and it may be once again entirely different from what the author intended. A good example is to go to a theater where there is portrayed upon the screen some type of a horror movie which is so outrageous that to some it's almost ridiculous that it could even in their remote part of their mind be anything but an illusion, an imaginary, and a fiction portrayal of something. Yet in another, they look upon that particular portrayal on the screen of this horror top of someone's expression as being a plausible event and very valid, fearful, and evokes in them this feeling of fear that the author was attempting to portray. And yet to the other individual who's sitting beside them looking and viewing the same portrayal upon the screen, who looks upon it as being so far off there that it's almost ridiculous, looks at it and begins to giggle because they see that as being a very funny portrayal. It's a very humorous attempt to that one experience a fearful situation. And so there you have two individuals, one looking upon your fearful, seemingly fearful portrayal upon the screen and actually giggling at it because to them it's an imaginary, illusionary, and almost funny expression, while the other beside them looks upon it as being very plausible and very possible to be real and experiences a very fearful emotion and feeling. And what was it that the author was attempting to portray? And so it is when you read your book. The author is attempting to portray certain emotions and feelings through the utilization of their imagination. And you, through the utilization of your imagination, are experiencing emotions and feelings that you may find to be very entertaining, but on the other hand may be entirely different from what the author intended. And it validates our continuous expression that if you wish to have the answers, you will not find it written in a book. You will not experience it by listening to a lecture. You must go within inside. The answers are within inside. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yes, very much.
Well now, well, it has once again been a very enjoyable experience and interaction. We would like to thank you for this opportunity that you present to us each time that we enter into your reality and in your vibrational level. And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, we would welcome that opportunity. Until the next time that you invite us into your vibrational level, we would be there. We ask of you farewell with love and with peace.